Maidstone. Congratulations to Maidstone Ice Arena's August Trip of the Month winners. Stacy Jansen of Maidstone won the Moose Jaw Getaway Package, value $700.90, and Cliff Murphy of Paynton won his ticket money back. Maidstone Communities in Bloom announced the winners of the 2023 Yard Contest. Eileen, John Anderson, Michelle, Cliff Bailey, Noel, Morris Coulthard, Sherry Dean, Marilyn, Dick Owens and Joan, Howie Smith. With so many beautiful yards and such a great response to the contest, it was difficult to pick winners. Communities in Bloom volunteers work hard to make our town look extra special all summer, planting flowers, weeding, trimming trees and upkeeping special areas. They greatly appreciate residents and businesses who take extra time to make their property look fabulous and help to make our community stand out. Despite cool weather, Waseca Community Day was enjoyed by a good crowd all day. The comment by one participant, "I am so impressed by the events in Waseca. What a wonderful community," sums it all up. Wagon rides by Do It Again Ranch Adventures from north of Marshall were a favorite for many. Waseca Community Center Board thanks all who provided displays and activities, vendors and everyone who attended. Maidstone Disc Golf's high averages as of last Wednesday were Tier 1 Alex Francois minus 9, Tier 2 Brendan Donovan plus 1.15, Tier 3 Wes Bolig plus 10.8. Drawn winners were Kennedy Schmidt and Wes Bolig. This past weekend, members of Maidstone Kin Club attended a national convention in Leduc, Alta. Conventions create opportunities for the club to meet kin members from across the country, learn more about kin, encourage personal and club growth, celebrate accomplishments and expand how to better serve the community's greatest needs. Maidstone members are grateful to Kin Canada for the continued education and support which they use to help out wherever they can. Thank you, Maidstone Kin Club, for all you do for our community. Maidstone Museum held its monthly board meeting August 21 with 9 members present. Welcome back to Helania Croke. This summer we've seen visitors from Maidstone, England, a 4-hour tour, as well as Mexico, Texas, California, Quebec, Ontario, Alberta and several places in Saskatchewan, including a Cut Knife Museum group of 12. Thank you to Yellowhead Ramblers for playing on deck the last few Sundays and to all those who came to listen, sing and enjoy a visit and refreshments. Thanks to Bill for doing up songbooks, which definitely made it easier to join in. September 4th and 5th are our last days open for tours, from 2 to 5 p.m. But phone appointments will still be taken weather permitting, 306-893-2890. Several new artifacts have been received, including CNR and military memorabilia. Plans for the annual corn roast were finalized for Wednesday, September 6th from 5 to 7 p.m. You get a cob of corn, burger or hot dog and ice cream for $8. Half cob meal for $6, pop or water for $1 and free coffee. If you want takeout, please bring your own container. There will be a scavenger hunt for young and old alike. We look forward to seeing you for our last event of the summer season. Reminders: August 26, Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Last Farmers Market at Silver Lake. Get out there and reap the bounty. August 31, Thursday, Radishniak Elementary School, drop your backpack, meet your teacher day. September 5th, Tuesday, first day back to school.